The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Our next guest is a well-known face on TV screens, but Catherine Thomas of Operation Transformation fame has transformed her love of fitness into a business. 4 years ago, she set up Pure Results Bootcamp, and she's here to tell us how it's been working out. Catherine, you started this business in 2014, a tough time to start. Had you ever set up a business before, or was it a totally new departure for you?
Well, when I was 17, I had a Christmas tree business. I was selling Christmas trees down in Carlow.
Yes. What was that about? Did you make money at it?
I did make money out of it, yeah. My grandmother had this field full of Christmas trees and they were sort of growing and growing and growing. And I decided to take an empty unit down in Carlow and got in there, paid my rate for the 3 weeks, and my dad and my brother cut down all the various Christmas trees, and we had them, you know, stocked. And that's what I did for 2 years. And there's money in Christmas trees. So that was for two Christmases, and absolutely loved it. And my dad works for himself. They have a family business, himself and his brother. So it's always something that was on the cards. And
was really it difficult to start up from a business point of view? Everybody has to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And even though you'd have the benefit of being very well known, you still have to try and make it work financially and apply yourself to lots of different things.
Yeah, well, I probably didn't think about it enough, and that's what helped me start out, because it was a baptism of fire. And essentially what happened was I had done these boot camps all over the world. I'd done yoga retreats in India. I'd done hiking retreats in Colorado. I'd done boxing camps in Thailand. So I was sort of, channeling my travel and health buzz. And that's the sort of things that I was really passionate about. And I looked at the landscape here, and there wasn't really anything like that on offer in Ireland. So I said, why not harness what I'm good at, harness what I'm passionate about, and create a business out of it? So that's what I did. I took $8,000 out of my bank account, and I sat at my kitchen table with a friend of mine, Aisling Kelly, opened a bottle of wine and was like, how do we do this?
And that's not a good start for a boot camp business, opening a bottle of wine.
Listen, starting any business is good, I think, when you open a bottle of wine, when you need to flesh out the ideas. And and we really did. And I kind of said, look, if I can't sell this, you know, I know the magazine editors, I know the editors in the newspaper, you know, I can put my product out there. And I knew, though, that if it was going to fail, it was going to fail publicly. So I knew that I had to make it work. And anything that I put my mind to, I suppose I'm lucky in that I don't really, something that pushes me outside my comfort zone, that's where I'm happy. And I suppose the back end was, that was the piece that I didn't think too much about, as in insurance, your accounts, your rent, your light, your heat, all of those pieces that come with establishing a business. I was so focused on getting the product right and finding the right locations.
When you were starting off the business, did you identify particular strengths or particular weaknesses that you had, things you needed to figure out about?
I identified my strengths and weaknesses as I went. I suppose I went in bullheaded and thought that I could do everything, and took on an awful lot, until somebody said to me, you know, you've got to work on your business and not just in your business. So I recognised that I needed to take a step back. And when I hired people to do their job, I needed to let them do that. And I needed to focus on other parts of the business. So definitely from a weakness perspective, I needed to work on the business end, on the financial end, on looking at all my KPIs, making the accounts meet at the end of the month. You know, you have to be on top of your finances. You have to be on top of your figures. And for the first 2 years, I just left that all to my accountant. And I wasn't on top of that. You know, I was much more concerned about every single client walking out that door at the end of the week going, I have achieved. I'm really proud. I'm delighted. And I was constantly working on the product. But you can't constantly work on the product and not work and keep an eye on the figures, from on the back end and the back office end. So I learned that that I had to be more across my business, which I am now. And I also learned from a digital perspective, it was really interesting when we started out. I mean, we had a phone, we were taking bookings over the phone, we had a website created and all of that. But my sister, who had been working in Google for 4 years, really said, you know, you need to get everything automated, you need to have your SEO up. And again, that sort of part of the business was not what I was good at. So she actually came on board.
She helped you out with
that. Yeah, so she came on board and joined the company for a year and a half. And it was great to see her operating in her space and to see her strengths and what she was capable of. And it's to be able to recognise that, I suppose, as well.
And you're about to do your first international foreign-based mm-hmm. boot camp. Is that the direction of the business in the future? Where would you like it to go?
I think certainly we would love to take the business abroad, and we would look at, I'm talking to numerous international companies who have an interest in the business, and there is such a market for these kind of experiential holidays. I mean, you talk to Paul Kelly in Fáilte Ireland and Niall Gibbons in Tourism Ireland, both of whom I know very well and have been very supportive of my business, because we're now looking at, we're actually getting a lot of client base from the States, and we're getting a lot of clients from the UK. And what people are looking for now is experiential holidays. And that's the trend. And that's what Fáilte Ireland will say that the trend is kind of going towards over the last number of years. People want to do something different. They want their holidays not just to be sit around and relax. So it's either cultural holidays, or it is historical holidays, or it is fitness holidays, or it's food holidays. So it's actually looking at that market, using the social media in the correct way.
So you might be able to tap into
Absolutely.
International partners, or maybe they might invest in the company.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's interesting, and for Ireland, for Irish people, you know, the relationship that we already have with Spain, with the Canaries, with Mallorca, there's huge amount of cycling potential and triathlon potential all in the Canaries as well. So that's an area that we're certainly looking at you know, developing the company towards.
So what do you do for downtime then, Catherine? You've travelled 10 years of no frontiers. You've seen everywhere there is to see.
Yeah.
You know,
there's always
you're
somewhere
active,
else to go.
You enjoy your sport and active life, but that's also part of work now as well.
Sure. I just love being a mom. I love, and you know, there's not a lot of downtime that comes with that, as every mother and father knows. But I'm excited to show her everything that the world can give her, you know. She's been to the States with me. We've travelled to Greece. The two of us are going down next week to Inchidani, just the two of us, to have a little girly weekend away, or a little girly 2 days away. And it's exciting to you know, to kind of imagine what's ahead for her. So it's about kind of giving her the best experiences. And so for me, just hanging out with her is the best
way to relax.
Exactly.
Well, Catherine Thomas, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks so much.